The number one jersey, of course, is coveted at Florida. Kadarius Toney just got a guy you'll be throwing the ball to a lot. What did you see from Toney so he could earn that number one?
Yeah, Tony's, you guys see it every Saturday. He's just one of those kind of different breeds. I mean, he's an awesome football player. Guys can just always make something happen with the ball, be on one side of the field, make something happen on the other side of the field, and then next thing I know, I end up blocking. I mean, you know, so it's one of those guys that, you know, you just love to, like, out-throw him the ball and just sit back and just watch him go. But really good player. He's earned everything that he's gotten. Humble guy. Walks around the locker room, you know, confident but humble all the time. Great guy to be around. You know, somebody that people love to be around. So he's just an awesome guy, but a really good football player as well. So.
Front row right here.
Yeah. What is the biggest way that Dan Mullen has helped you in your development as a quarterback since coming to Florida?
Yeah, I think that I love when I get that question. I mean, I love so much Coach Mullen because he hasn't just helped me, him and Coach Johnson. I mean, they haven't just helped me become a better quarterback in general. I mean, they've helped me do that, but they've helped me more, I mean, become a better man also. And I always love to just, like, let people know that as well, that he's a great person outside of football as well. He's helped me become a better man, person off the field and in the locker room. But at quarterback position, I mean, one of the best that I've been around, if not the best that I've been around. Coach Mullen does a great job of just being hands-on. You know, when he first came in, you know, we had a offense, I mean, that's not easy to learn. It's one of those kind of offenses. It takes 2 years to really learn it. But, you know, we needed to learn it right away. Within that year, so he's kind of the guy that's always he's in the meeting rooms with the quarterbacks. You know, you need to do this, you need to do this, hands-on kind of guy, and I really love that. It's kind of how I learn, and he's did a great job with me personally, just helping me grow in that way. So,
to your right on the second row,
hey Felipe, Matt Smith, Southern Pigskin. Was there ever a moment last year where you did see a dip in confidence? I'm thinking of the South Carolina game, coming off Georgia and Missouri, and being down there, where you ever thought I don't know if this is going to quite work out, but then you flipped it quickly, won that game, and obviously rolled through the rest of the year. But was there ever a moment where it started to teeter a little bit with those two losses and then being down against South Carolina?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think about where you said, would you say, I don't think this is going to work out? Or no, there's never been that kind of point. I'm the type of person, when something doesn't go my way, I've always been taught you keep on working. You know, you don't just give up and turn your back. But yeah, no, I've never did that. I've never just been like, this isn't going to work out. I work harder and more diligently, not just me, but with my teammates, and that just helps me. And I've been saying it all day, but, you know, I've always been the type of person to work super hard, but been wanting that production to meet my work ethic. And so that's kind of just what I've been waiting on, and that's what happened. So,
to your left, second row.
Hey, Felipe, we're here for football, obviously, but you've been in the news for another sport the last couple of days. Kind of what went through the decision-making process to sign with the Red Sox, and how serious are you about actually doing that?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a great opportunity. They gave me a great opportunity to play baseball for a great organization. And, I mean, my main focus is football. I'm at a great University of Florida. My plan is to have a great season, seasons, whatever it may take, and pursue my dreams and play in the NFL and having a great career there. That's my plans, and that's kind of just a backup plan, or, you know, backup job or whatever that maybe could happen later in the future. I mean, you never know. So it's kind of just one of those things. So,
to your right, over by the wall.
Michael Brennan from Center Down South. You guys open up against Miami. And I don't know if you've seen it, but the fans have been going back and forth. Like, everyone's anticipating this game. I've even seen some of your teammates come out and talking trash. Do you guys consider Miami a big rival, given the fact that you guys don't play that often?
Yeah, we don't play often. And that's one of the things I think that's making it so special. Two really good in-state teams that I think have became rivals. It's a fun game. I mean, I love playing games. And I said it before, I love playing games that are highly anticipated, that you play a really good team. I mean, University of Miami is a really good team. University of Florida is a really good team. And when teams like that collab and, you know, they play, that's what makes it so awesome. You know, the stage is set for you, and you have to go out there and perform. And that's the kind of stages I like playing on. So, yeah, it'll be a fun one.
Back in the
league. Felipe, you're one of more than half dozen returning quarterbacks in the league this year. How do you evaluate the overall talent under center, and is this the year of the quarterback in the SEC?
Yeah, so say that again, my bad.
There's a bunch of returning quarterbacks. You're one of them. How do you evaluate the overall quarterback talent in the SEC this year?
Yeah, I think that it's good. I mean, you strive to be the best at the position in the country. But I think the SEC has some really good quarterbacks. I mean, it'll be fun to see what each one of us can do this coming up season. SEC is a hard league to play in, and each of us will get an opportunity to go out there and showcase our talents. So it'll be fun to just kind of see what goes on throughout the season and stuff like that. So,
to your left, front row.
Felipe, 10 wins is good in most places, but Gainesville, a little different story. What are expectations this year now, second year under Coach Mullen?
Yeah, expectations are high. 10 wins is not easy to do, I don't think, anywhere. But it's good when you do it. I mean, we had a lot of momentum built up from last season. We've worked extremely hard this off season, ready for this coming up season. And there's a lot of momentum built up, and I think we've all prepared the right way, did everything the right way this summer and going into fall camp to prepare us for next season. So I think it's just all preparation-based. I think that our team has did a great job. So,
to your right.
You may have just answered it, but how close do you feel Florida is to being back? And is that preparation that you speak of the final piece, or is there something else that you feel like would really solidify your program once again?
No, I think that we have a special team. Last year's team was special as well. Each team is special in their own little niche. And I think that a couple games, even last year, a couple games here and there, I don't turn the ball over so much versus Georgia. Our season, we could be in the playoffs. You know, you just never know. There's little things like that that you just try to prepare for, because you never know when the difference-making play is going to happen in a game. Nobody knows what's going to happen when we play LSU this next year. You know, you never know when that difference-making play is going to happen. So you just try to prepare for those things in the off season, and be ready for this upcoming season. So that's what we're doing, and I think we have a special team as well, just like last season. So.
To your left, second row.
Felipe, can you just talk about what being a Gator kind of means to you and the emotions playing in the Swamp each and every Saturday, and just kind of what that journey's been like for you, wearing the orange and blue?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, when you get a chance to run, I mean, when you walk out of the tunnel and you just hear just the 90,000 people just screaming, and they die. I mean they bleed orange and blue, and they're just screaming like, okay, we love you, all this. I mean, it's crazy. And I hope everybody has the opportunity to do that at some point, run out through the Swamp. I mean, it's an awesome feeling. It gives me chills just talking about it. It's one of the places that's different. I've walked out of a lot of tunnels, not specifically wearing them, but, you know, at different teams in high school, walked out of a lot of tunnels, but none of them compared to, I mean, the Swamp. It's just a place that it's just different. You get different vibes. And, you know, when we go there and we step on that home turf, whether it be we're practicing or we're working out, or on game day, you know, we don't lose on home. It's, you know, our motto, we don't lose on this home turf. There's been so many special players that have came and spent, you know, blood, sweat, and tears on that field. And, you know, it's one of the special places that, you know, I think that no place can top. So I love running out in the Swamp every Saturday, or most Saturdays, and getting the opportunity to play on that field that so many people before me have had made special memories. And so it's been fun.
Right here in front.
Joe Bombo, SB Nation Radio. You said earlier about Coach Mullen's system being a two-year process, trying to learn it. And I'm not going to say you had it down pat, but y'all seem to succeed in the first year. Is there anything that you can say about moving forward, like the bar being set too high? And what is the message from Coach with you guys going into this year after winning 10 games last year?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, like I said, it's an offense that's not easy to learn at all. But he does a great job, as well as Coach Johnson and other offensive staff, they do a great job of helping you learn it at a more rapid pace. And I don't think I had it down perfect either last year, but at the same time, you know, that's what, you know, you go in there during the week and prepare for each team. You go in there and prepare and learn your offense still. You're learning different aspects of each play, stuff like that. So that has helped me out a lot with them, but going into next season, I think that, you know, I want to continue just to learn the playbook and just keep growing. I mean, as a football player and their offense and what they want me to do. So that's my main goal right now from the summer going into the next season. So,
to your right, front row.
Carolyn Grace, WAFF, Huntsville, Alabama. You're playing a lot of experienced defenses this year. So who are some key rising players that you look forward to and that you kind of are hoping to depend on this year?
On our team?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I have just, like, key players. We have, as you guys know, our receiver core is super deep. I mean, guys that can go up there and make plays, slots, receivers, tight ends, it doesn't matter. And then I think it's just position groups that we have that are just super special. Our offensive line, as you guys know as well, is we had a lot of guys leave from last year, one guy leave early. A lot of spots that we have to fill, and those guys have been working extremely hard, the offensive line, just the work to build those spots and to create depth at that position as well. And I think that, you know, we have a really special offensive unit as a whole. And so I think that it's just every aspect of our team, even the defense. I mean, just all the aspects of it, I think I'm excited to watch. I mean, we have everybody across the board is super hardworking and wants to do great and help each other on the field. So I think we have a bunch of group of guys that do that.
To your right, front row. Felipe, you've shown the ability the last couple of years when a play breaks down to be able to take it and run with it and make a big play. Due to the fact of how valuable you are to the Florida program, has Coach Mullen tried to change that a little bit in you and kind of discourage you from doing that?
No. Coach Mullen likes to win games just like I do. So anything that creates that opportunity for us to win a game, I mean, whether he doesn't want me to do it or not, I'm going to try to win a game. Obviously, I'm not going to go against his word. I don't mean it sounded like that. But at the end of the day, he loves to win games just like me. And he hasn't discouraged me from anything running-wise or anything like that. I mean, at the end of the day, he wants me to be a willing runner, third and two, third and one. I need to get the first down, things like that. I just try to go out there and put our team, our offense, in the best position to win a football game and just do my part and be supportive of everybody else around me. And that's what I try to do every Saturday, week in and week out. And I think the rest of the guys do the same thing as well. So,
right in the middle, please.
Speaking of Coach Mullen, got to ask you about his shoes today. What do you think of the shoes today? Do you like them better than last year's? Give us your take on them.
I like them. When we got on the plane this morning, he was just kind of like just showing off his feet and stuff, like hoping somebody would say something about it. But eventually we saw it. It's awesome. I've never been around a coach that has so much swag. I mean, just how he presents himself everywhere he goes. I mean, as Jay's here, Jay's there. So, awesome guy to be around. I mean, just besides a coach, that kind of just brings me to my next point. Besides coaching, I mean, he's just an awesome person to be around. Great family, you know, great wife, kids. I mean, just fun people to be around and love him. So, he's a cool guy, though. Yeah, he always has swag. So,
to your right. After 2 years of getting LSU in the swamp, how excited are you to go to Baton Rouge and play a game in Death Valley?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I love it. I mean, I went to the game there as a recruit in high school or something. They're playing Alabama. I mean, that place is rocking. I would love to go there and play against them. Hopefully the place is rocking and stuff like that. I love playing away games where, you know, we're the underdog or we're not expected to win because of the crowd or all that sort of stuff. So it's fun to me. I don't know. I'm excited.
Here in the front.
Yeah, the recent players that have entered the transfer portal or have left, how has that affected the team and how your mindset is for going from here?
Yeah, first, I think that it doesn't make or define who they are as people. We're all humans. We make mistakes. And I think that one of the best things that we can do as teammates or as coaches is just coach them up on the mistakes. If one of my best friends is right here, he makes a mistake, you know, hey, you know, you did this wrong or whatever, let's just try not to do that again. You just learn from it and coach them up and they don't make that mistake again. Or before they make the mistake, you know, hey, let's get you out of that situation before something bad happens. So, I mean, those one of the things that you can do is just help coach them up. But for the team-wise, we have one main goal, and that's to win a national championship as a team. I think that we're going to continue to keep on doing that. There's no ifs, ands, or what's about it. We're going to keep on grinding until we meet that goal. And like I said, those guys they're not bad people. But, you know, you make a mistake. Like I said, we're all humans. We make mistakes. You just kind of coach them up on it, and you let them know. They know what they did wrong, and you kind of move on from there, make sure they don't make the same mistakes again. So,
last question to your right.
Felipe, you talked about running out in the swamp. What's it like running out in Jacksonville for you as a player? It's such an odd setting. And then secondly, What would you, you know, having played for the Gators, what would it be like for them to move that game? There's a lot of that being discussed as well.
Yeah, running out the tunnel, I mean, we get to play in an NFL stadium, which is always super awesome. Playing in Jacksonville, it's always fun. Playing in Georgia, which makes it even funner, or more fun. So, I don't know, it's just a different feeling, you know, running out. You don't, not every college player gets to run out on a Saturday and run out of an NFL stadium. So those are some of the fun times you try to cherish. That you have in college, but as far as moving the game, or I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to play Georgia, and wherever it may be, we're going to go out there and we're going to be prepared to play. So I think that's kind of how I look at it.